Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Class 2 of Whispers on Wings. And what I would like to do is, for the recording, is just introduce everyone to everyone and just let you know we have a special circumstance tonight. There are six of you signed up in this class, and so some of you are definitely only listening to recordings just because of the nature of your job. So Terry Daniels is joining our class. She lives in Evergreen, and so she's on the recordings, but you can all still feel the energy. Leanne Reed lives in Washington, I believe. Leanne, don't shoot me if I got that wrong, but I believe it's Washington, where the big trees are, not the Capitol. And she is on a bus. She lives in California, well, Washington, yeah, California time, Pacific time. And so she is on a bus right now, and so she'll be listening to the recording as well later. Glenda, who you guys met last week, her father transitioned, and so she's dealing with funeral stuff this week, and so she'll be listening to this class via recording. And Greg had a previous commitment that showed up, and so he'll be listening to the class via recording this week. So in the room, if you will, is Gail, who is down in Thornton, Colorado, and Janine is here in the room here, but Janine lives in Loveland, Colorado. So everyone, just wherever you are, just reach out and say hello to everybody. Ready? Go. 1, 2, 3. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There we go. And those of you who are on the recording, I absolutely expect you to do the same thing in your room. So let's try it again. Everybody, wherever you're sitting, wherever, what time of day that you're listening to, everybody go. 1, 2, 3. Hello, everybody. There. That felt really good. So, because there are a few of you in person tonight, this may or may not go a little longer or a little shorter tonight just based upon how many shares we have. But what I'm looking for, this very first piece here, is you all had a homework assignment, and that homework assignment was twofold. Number one, it was to connect with Archangel Michael every day. And then in your journal to see what kind of messages you got, and then to connect with them just on your daily life, your daily walking around. So what I would love to hear is two different things, shares on two different things. The first part of the share is, do you have a story that you can share of how you knew Archangel Michael was in your presence with you sometime since we met last? That's the first part. And then another, we can do that back and forth. And then another thing that I would like to know is, what have you been aware of? What has opened up for you in the journaling process? What have you come to know? Those of you on the recording, I would like you to find someone to share this with. So if you would like to know people who are locally here that you can share with, or if you have a friend who is taking the class, again, this is your homework. The more you talk about your experiences, the more you anchor Michael into your world, into your realm. So that's the first piece. So the first part of the share, again, is, do you have a story that you'd like to share of how you knew Michael was in your presence? And the second part to share is there something that, an awakening, an awareness that you came up to with your journaling experience? So let's allow these shares to be really lavish, really luscious, if we can. And sticking to what those two topics are. So I'm going to put us on speakerphone so that you can share. And when, again, please say your name for the people who don't know your voice. And when you are complete with what you're sharing is, would you say that you're complete so we know we're not just waiting as you're processing something? So the phone is on speaker, and whoever is would like to take the floor, the talking stick, the floor is yours.
Janine, do you want to go first?
Oh, you've got me pegged. Actually, I really don't have any stories. I'm not very lavish today. I know usually I jump right in there just to break the ice, but I don't. Nothing significant that I could put my finger on.
And what about from journaling? From a journaling perspective?
No, I haven't had anything new really come to me that way either.
Okay. All right, so it's up to you, Gail.
Okay. Well, I just realized my biggest enlightenment from the class was, he has always been with me. I just didn't know who it was. I have been seeing blue lights, flashes of lights, and I have gotten times I have received feathers. So I knew it was an angel, but I didn't peg it with Michael. So in my journaling, I really didn't get anything lavish. I was talking to him like he was my friend in my everyday. And I would ask him to be in my sleep space with me and just to let me know, to anchor that how will I know that it's him, and to just know that he's with me each day. And when I questioned it on Saturday, too, I wrote it in my journal, and I asked, are you still with me? And I believe it was on a meditation call we were on Saturday, and I was looking at the tree, and when I was done feeling the presence of the tree, I looked down, and there, lo and behold, there was a feather sitting on the table. And I go, oh, my gosh, and I thanked him, and I acknowledged that I saw it, and said, I will not doubt anymore. I just know that he's there. And I talk to him when I get in my car. And I don't know that, I just see signs. Oh, and I've been seeing a lot of blue flashes of light. So it as a confirmation, I just know that he was there. I think with that, I am complete.
So thank you for that share. And one of the things that I can tell you guys is that in this place of first being introduced to Michael, because some of you have played with him over and over, but in this first place of being introduced to Michael, building this relationship is, what Gail had said, is having a conversation all the time. Like when I'm driving in my car, I talk to Michael all the time. He is like in the passenger seat. And he loves traveling. He absolutely loves to be the protector as you are either in a car, train, a plane. Absolutely loves that piece. So this part of, you know, I was doing your homework assignment with you guys, and I noticed feathers everywhere. It's like no matter where I turned around, there's another feather. And this piece of, you know, we talk, we can communicate back and forth, but this part of there is no separation. Truly, there's no separation. And it's no different than, all right, your girlfriend, boyfriend walked out the door. You're having a conversation with them. You know you will pick up the phone and talk to them or see them in person in a couple days, and yet your mind goes to them. You're wanting to have communication with them, so you're talking to them telepathically. Michael's the same way. And just like a friend, we all have free will. And so this part of, will the archangel step in unless you ask them to? And it's like, no, they will not do something for you. However, when you ask them, they are absolutely there all the time. So one of the questions that was posed of me is, well, if I'm not thinking of Archangel Michael all the time, doesn't he have other things to do? And it's one of the things I can say we do very well is we multitask. As humans, we multitask. We have that skill set. So, like right now, all of you could be taking your pen and writing on a piece of paper, but at the same time, you could be chewing gum and you could be thinking about something else you want to do. There's multiple things you can do. Or in 5 seconds, you can literally take your attention point, your awareness, put it within your heart, or put it outside the door at a pretty flower you looked at. Your awareness can go to different things at different times. So the archangels, any of the angels, they have tasks that they do because somebody's asking them for help. They can do things multi-time-wise, but multi-dimensional-wise, too. It's just a level of awareness that we're working on. So similar to us, how we are multitasking. So I'm not sure why that piece of information came through, but somebody needed to hear that. about you have to ask. You cannot just assume, oh, Michael will take care of that for me. Doesn't work that way. You get to ask. So in that part where we've talked about if there's an energy that we want to bind into, have Michael bind into that ray of light, we get to say, Michael, please bind this into the light. There's a protocol we're finding. We don't just assume and get sloppy and go, oh, well, Michael will do that. He'll just do that for me. It's that protocol of honoring ourselves, honoring them, and asking them. Everyone likes to be asked so that they have an opportunity to say yes or no, I'm unable to do that for you. So take a breath. I would like to do a little piece to re-anchor Michael into your presence. And I've been having this conversation with Gabriel all week of, Gabriel, how do you want to be introduced? Because we could do it the same way I introduced Michael, but it's like, that's not how he wants to be introduced. So I'm going to do something that brings us into an anchoring and just re-anchor Michael in your presence, and then we'll see how Gabriel wants to present himself, because he has been kind of mums the word this week as to how he is going to introduce himself. And it's not so much how I'm going to introduce him, it's how he's going to introduce himself. Would you take a breath? And would you choose, before you close your eyes, would you choose how you would like to go back and have a conversation with Michael? What type of vibration would you like to be wearing? In your whole beingness, in your power field, what vibration or vibrations would you like to be vibrating at as you present yourself and re-say hello to your new friend or your friend who you're just making a deeper acquaintance with? Find those vibrations, and would you allow yourself to follow three of those infinity loop breaths, those breaths that go through your solar plexus, up over your head, back into your solar plexus, down around your feet. Would you breathe three of those with your eyes open, anchoring in that vibration, very consciously putting your awareness on, here's the vibration I'm choosing to wear, to step into, so that I can present myself to this grand friend, this grand being of light called Archangel Michael. And on that third breath, would you simply breathe your eyes closed? And again, would you follow three of those beautiful, beautiful, infinite breaths? Those breaths that breathe you, those breaths that pull you into the divine I Am presence, would you breathe that breath into the solar plexus, into the heart, up over your head, back into that heart center, and down around your feet, back into that column of light, as you call this portion of who you are, that is all, part of all. And as you breathe in this breath of I Am, would you clearly state within yourself, I Am, and state that vibration that you are vibrating at. I Am joy. So three times, I Am, what is your word, your vibration? And the second word, I Am, declare it. And your third word, I Am. And right here, would you bring your awareness internally into that part of you that says, I love me. I love who I am. I love this path I'm on. I love the body I have right now, this human body that allows me to show the grandness of who I am. It allows me to show the significance that I am to an archangel who is not in form, to an elemental who's not in form. So So be very tender with yourself and very much in gratitude to yourself for this path you're on right now, and really tap into that, I love myself. Allowing that love that you have for yourself to just burst out of that heart center. Breathing that out, touching those 6 points, those roses, those 6 points of awareness in your power field, that point in front of you. The point on your left. That point on your right. The point behind you. The point above you. The point below you. And on your breath, would you breathe that breath of love out into every adamantine particle, that smallest particle that exists, breathing the love that you are into every adamantine particle within this thing you called your power field, in this space of this power field. Allowing the radiance of who you are to radiate out so that all may see. And right here in this beautiful essence of you, in this radiant glory of you, would you say hello to your friend, Archangel Michael? And would you feel his hello back to you? Hear it as well, and feel the joy he has, the exuberance he has, the excitement he has to get to know you. And it would be so cool if you also showed him your excitement, your exuberance, your joy in getting to know him. Would you bring to your awareness one very, very cool thing that you discovered about yourself this week? Some new discovery that you discovered about yourself this week. And would you show him, in your human body, would you show him this really delightful thing that you discovered about yourself this week? Just shine it out for him so he can have that experience of what it's like to have that experience in a human body. Would you receive his gratitude for your showing him this delicious, delightful morsel of you? And it doesn't have to be very serious. It could be like, wow, I learned how to burp this week. Very cool. It's an exciting thing. I learned how to tie a bow this week. Doesn't matter. It's what is that excitement that you have, that you learned, that you can share your new knowledge. And now will you allow Michael to show you something he learned this week in our time frame of week? Would you simply allow yourself to receive in excitement as he very excitedly shows you something he would like you to experience from his perspective? Would you thank him? Would you allow him to take his position of how he shows up in your world, how he walks with you in your world? Do you simply allow him to take that positioning with you? Would you stay in that place of love? I love who I am. Would you welcome into your presence the divine messenger of God, known as Gabriel, Greetings. It is I, Gabriel. I come today in this triad of the Archangel Michael, the Archangel Raphael, and myself. And I come forth in the vibration of balance, of grace, of inspiration, and love. When you call upon me, when you call upon your higher self and you ask a question of your higher self, you will feel me as I blow through you, as I blow the radiant love that you are through your being. I love the blue of Michael. I love that ray. So would you breathe with me? Would you breathe that blue of love into your heart space? As you breathe in that divine I Am presence into your heart space, all of your chakras come into balance. And I am anointing those chakras with love. I am anointing those chakras that they may be in balance. With every breath that you breathe in love, I am breathing with you this love of balance. So would you breathe with me that breath of love? Breathe it in, allowing all of you to absorb love, allowing it to permeate every single cell of your being. For you see, dear ones, it is love, it is compassion that allows you to take another step forward. It is love and compassion that allows you to be inspired, to allows you to find that alignment with your true self. So breathe in with me this divine I Am. Breathe it into your heart, allowing that love to permeate into every cell of your being. And breathing out that love so that you may experience that love for yourself. It is important that you fall in love with yourself. And for right now, it's not about another. It's not about doing and being in service to another. Right now, it is important that you learn to love yourself, that you learn to be compassionate of yourself, that you find balance within yourself. So would you find one place where you have not been compassionate of yourself? Would you hold that out in your hands, that concept or that thought or that feeling or that activity where you know you have not been in a compassionate being with yourself? And would you look at that? Not from judgment. Dear friend, would you look at it from this place of love and compassion? You see, I bring with me grace. Grace to liberate this thing you hold in your hands. Grace to liberate this part of you that has so held yourself in bondage. To liberate and to bring grace to that place where you have so bound yourself in uncompassion. And I don't say the word lack. You do not lack compassion. However, you have been very uncompassionate of yourself. So would you breathe with me that beautiful elixir of love on that blue, vibrant blue that Archangel Michael shares with us? Would you breathe in that beautiful blue and breathe it into that which you hold in your hands, allowing the love to bathe this thing you look at, this thing you've judged? And would you allow me to breathe with you? Would you allow me to breathe through you? Would you allow me to breathe grace upon this that you hold in your hand? Freeing you, forever freeing you from this thing you hold in your hand that has held you captive. You see, dear ones, I am here to inspire you. I am here to breathe this love in through every cell of your adamantine particles that you may find balance. So can you yield? Can you let go? Can you surrender this thing you hold in your hands into my grace? For I will relieve you of this. And if you let go, your hands, simply let that go. Drop your hands away. And would you breathe with me that breath of blue love, that love into every cell, allowing me and Raphael and Michael to breathe with you into all of the cells of your body, restoring this love, restoring the compassion for yourself. So will you breathe in that blue love, filling your heart space, turning your heart light on? And would you breathe that love out into your body, out into your bloodstream, out into the oxygen of your body? Would you breathe that love out into your lymph system? Into your, I hear this, the fat cells. I can't love the fat cells. But you can, my child. Will you breathe the love into the fat cells and the muscle cells and the bone cells and all the cells? Breathe love in, breathe love out. Let's do that again, all together. In this triad that I come with, we hold this space with you. Would you breathe that love in, allowing yourself to be literally bathed in this love of who you are, and breathing that love out with compassion, with love, into every cell, every place you've held self-judgment, every place you've held resistance, every place you've held yourself in bondage? Would you simply breathe this love in for yourself? Breathing it out for yourself. Allowing the grace to simply wash through you. with the peace of doves, that freedom. And can you feel the flow of the water? This element of water, can you feel the flow of love? Can you feel the flow as your body releases this bondage, this toxin called bondage? Would you allow the water to flow that through and out of your space, out of your beingness? And would you breathe in that love again into your heart center? Breathing out for self. Breathing in for self. Breathing out, my friends, for you, for no one else. This is for you. Because you are the only one that matters. And as you breathe this love in, you awaken to a higher level of your spirituality. As you breathe in that divine I Am presence, you ascend to a higher level of your spiritual evolution, if you will. So would you with me consciously breathe in love and breathe out love? Breathing in blue, breathing out blue. Would you breathe in that blue into your heart space and allow it to join in with the light of who you are? And breathing the light out into the cells of your beingness. You are the light of all that is. And would you breathe in that light with me now, allowing it to illumine and to shine and to light up all those places that you now have opened to you to receive more light, to receive more love. And breathe in love. And breathing out light. Breathing in the light of who you are. Breathing out love. This is my favorite way to connect with you. When you breathe in love and you breathe out light, I am with you, breathing in with you, breathing out with you, breathing this elixir onto the chakras of your systems, all of them, all of your chakras, not just the ones in your human body, but all of your chakras. When you consciously breathe in the love of all that is and breathe out light and breathe in light and breathe out love, this is how I walk with you. This is how I communicate with you. The other way I communicate with you is when you talk to your higher self. Not the preacher, not the teacher, not that person you put on a pedestal, but when you ask your higher self for the question, for the knowledge, for the wisdom, I intervene with all that is, with Source, and I bring that divine message to you, with you, because your higher self has no obstacles. Your higher self can hear the message. So would you open your heart? Would you yield your heart to you? Would you yield your heart to your higher self so that you hear the message when you ask the question? Would you yield your heart? Yield your love so that in love you hear the message your heart has for you. Thank you for receiving me. I am Gabriel. Blessings. Would you allow yourself to receive all that Gabriel brought forth? And so that it's fresh in your mind, would you simply breathe your eyes open, grab your journal, and I'm going to give you about 5-10 minutes to just write anything that comes to you, anything you'd like to remind yourself of from this correspondence from Gabriel. take about 2 more minutes. Something to note as you're wrapping things up is, was there, again, a specific place where Gabriel will stand for you, or where he'll present himself to you? Did he show up on a color for you? Did he show up on a ray of light for you? Did he show up in a human form? How did he show up? Was there a smell associated with it, a texture associated with it, so that when you are in each other's presence again, you know, when he calls you up on the phone, you recognize his voice print. If he was to show up at the front door, you would recognize his presence. Anything you remember about how he presented himself to you? And then another thing to look at is, how is that similar to Michael or different than Michael? Because guaranteed, they're all in the room with you right now. And so can you literally take your awareness from Gabriel and turn it right back to Michael and go, hello, and know exactly where Michael is for you and how that texture of Michael shows up, and then simply shift your awareness to Gabriel. Raphael's here as well, but he's going to wait for his introduction formally till next week. So just looking at the difference between the two, their textures, their smells, their flavors. Yeah, Gabriel says, remember the flavor. What are the color schemes? Gabriel's very colorful tonight. What are the color spectrums is what he's saying. What's the color spectrum and sound? So for those of you who play musical instruments, how can you hear the tonal difference between Michael and Gabriel from a tonal perspective? Those of you who are complete, would you simply keep staying in that infinity loop breath, keeping that flow, that breath of life, breathing your heart light open. Keep that breath going. And would you come to completion? So I can honestly say, wow, that was pretty wow. What an introduction. Thank you, Gabriel, for literally booming into the room. That was quite lovely. So I'm going to turn the phone back on speakerphone, and I would love to hear what those of you who can voice what your experience is. And those of you who are visiting us remotely tonight, send me an email, call, share your experience. This would be lovely to hear what you noticed, what you brought in. So the phone is on speakerphone, and would love to hear your shares. That means
okay,
somebody must speak English. There you go.
This is Gail. My three words was love, happy, and senior. And I saw a lot of blue and violet and greens and swirling about me. And I felt a warmth and a sincerity of that love and compassion. And reminded to be gentle with myself and to trust and be certain of what I hear and feel. Do not doubt, because it's real. I felt Gabriel kind of in front, but not a little higher than Michael. And it was just a lovely, I felt the love and compassion come from him, and I felt it in my heart. And as I wrote, I still saw colors with my eyes open, so it was like, wow. And so it was very pleasing, and I'm filled with gratitude. Thank you. I'm
thank
complete.
You. Yeah, thank you for sharing. It's great.
Hi, Gail. I have the opportunity, the treat of Nadine's little cat, Bear. Is that his name? Little Bear. That's what I thought. Little Bear snuggled up on my lap while I'm meditating. He gives off the best energy. And he even kind of went belly up for me for a while. He's just a little ball with his head buried. It was just so cute. I had forgotten until you mentioned it. I did see some feathers this week, whether it was a picture of a feather or feathers hanging somewhere, and I had forgotten about that till you mentioned it. I'm wonderful at loving other people and rotten about loving myself. And that's something that I've been really working on this past year. And I saw Michael's blue behind my eyes. And when Nadine introduced Gabriel, this little bit of magenta started sneaking in. And after a minute or two, it just completely, almost completely overwhelmed the blue that was there. And when she asked Raphael to join in, I started seeing some green. And when they were helping me to love myself in ways that I hadn't, I too saw the flashes of those three colors around me, and felt humbled. I felt undeserving of the love. And really letting them fill me with that light of their love, and I felt a tremendous release from a burden that I had been carrying around with me, and I felt almost physically lightened. My whole body felt lightened, as well as spiritually. I guess that's about it. I feel very peaceful right now and humbled, I guess I would say. I'm complete.
So one of the concepts that I find interesting, just from a point of view, is for probably the last 4 or 5 years, one of the concepts that had been hearing is 100% in service to, for my own personal growth, and then in 100% in service to another. But always started about personal growth, and then at some point, you know, in service to another. And what I very clearly got from Gabriel tonight is that right now, it's about 100% loving ourselves, bringing it, totally turning within, not thinking about the other person, not doing, I got to do this for me so I can help you. That is so not on the table right now. It's 100% love yourself. And the piece that, you know, before everybody showed up tonight, it was, I had no idea how Gabriel was going to introduce himself. It just, he was very elusive. And what a powerful way to step in the room and to allow that wave of love. You could feel it when he said, it is I, Gabriel, that wave that just blew through the room and literally went through every particle of the body, and not just the physical body, but that emotional body. Allowing yourself to feel the love on an emotional level, and that mental game, everybody's had a mental game, to allow that elixir, if you will, to bathe that mental game, to allow the mind chatter to let go, and then that spiritual body to allow that wave to come in. So what a lovely, lovely texture as well. And it's fun to hear, you know, that Gabriel showed up on magenta, you said, for you. Gail, did you have a color that Gabriel showed up for you?
It was blue.
Hers was blue, okay. So for me and everybody on the line, write down. I mean, keep notes so that you can tell the difference between these two archangels, and we'll go back and forth between each other. We'll do another little piece here where, you know, put your awareness on Michael, put your awareness on Gabriel, and just notice what you notice. So we're going to anchor in a little bit more. For many, many people say that they see Gabriel on a ray of yellow, and it's like, okay, you know, great. For me, he is like a sky blue. Or the when we're doing a healing session, it's always that color of icy blue, that blue gel. That's the color I always, for me, Gabriel's always on that color, totally all in that color. And so what was delightful for me was to hear him say that he anoints the chakras as we're consciously breathing, not just breathing, it was consciously breathing in that breath of life. He is anointing these chakra systems. And, you know, my hands, I kept you know, watching him, like he's stroking those chakra systems in the body. And there are, I would say, total 21 chakras. Your third and fourth dimensional chakra systems sit on top of each other. And so then once you're in that fourth dimensional chakra system, they climb 1 through 14 all the way up to the Godhead. But there were 21 originally. So what I'm watching him say is that when we consciously breathe in that elixir, that blue elixir of the great I am, it's that he is soothing and anointing with his word. I'm anointing those chakras and breathing them into alignment. And there will always be times when a situation is put on the table and we have that opportunity to look at its balance side, the flip side, so that we can choose how do I bring anything into balance. And so where I'd like a piece of your homework to be this week is where's one or two? Like not, I don't want you to list everything, every place where you feel like your life's out of balance. But one or two things that are really kind of in up for you, for each of you. Where am I out of balance? Where am I out of alignment? Where do I have a tilt, right? Just a tilt. And I don't want you to put a whole lot of thought into it as far as, oh, you know, I do this 17 times a day. Where I want the thought is when you are aware of that thought or action that where you see a tilt in your world, can you stop and simply breathe in the blue light, breathe in that elixir, allowing Gabriel to work with you, with each of us, to bring that letting go, letting the grace come in, and bringing us right into balance again. But I heard, personally I heard, you have to yield and let go. So like leaning into his arms, yielding into that grace, allowing him to have it, allowing him to give a blessing, if you will, raising up that thing we've been holding on to. So that's where one of the pieces of homework that I believe I'd like us to focus on is the out of balance, the tilt. And I like that word, tilt in balance. So it's not that you're out of balance, like a wobble, but where if I was looking at a pen and a pen is supposed to be directly vertical, a tilt could be just a hair off, or it could be, you know, off 45 degrees. I'm out of that centered point with this activity, with this thought, with this behavior. Where am I out of that alignment? And just can I stop and for that moment, just for that moment, can I consciously breathe in with Archangel Gabriel's help, breathe in that blue love ray that Michael holds, breathe that love in consciously, allowing that breath to bring me back into balance. So hopefully everybody wrote that down. I'll say it probably one more time at the end. The other place where he's really drawing my consciousness back to is where are other aspects of self where we've not been gentle. That was, I think that was Gail's word, where I have not been gentle with self, right? This is not about anybody else. So this is just me with me. And really truly look within, where are those places I have not been gentle with myself? I've been brutal. Where have I really been kind of snarly with myself? Where have I really kind of been the bully with myself? And note them so that, again, we can breathe in this elixir is the word he keeps bringing up, the elixir to be compassionate of myself. So all of you have kind of been in this place of playing, I'm pleased with myself, being able to say that statement, I am pleased of myself or pleased with myself, where it would be really lovely this week is can we find that place where we have not been compassionate and in that moment say right here, I'm declaring, I am compassionate of myself. I'm going to breathe that love in and I'm compassionate of myself right here in this moment. And we're not looking 10 minutes down the road. We're not looking at the next half hour. In just this moment, I am compassionate of myself. So one of the things I've noticed about me, my own game in life, has been I have been a champion for self-beat-up or that self-talk. But when somebody gives a compliment, I've heard that compliment for maybe 3 seconds. But if somebody said something negative, I've held on to that negative, like, wow, I couldn't believe they said that to me. Like, and that negative thing has a program that's like it gets replayed a lot. But the compliments, the really juicy part, only got played probably 1 or 2 times, right? So that's that part of self-awareness. Where am I not compassionate? It's like, oh, I have not been compassionate with myself if I've been criticized, or if I've received any kind of critiquing, any places where you didn't do it right, that place, there hasn't been a whole lot of compassion. Or that self-judgment on those places where I thought I should have done something different. I could have, should have, would have, all those should, could, would words. So I should have done this behavior rather than that one. I should have said this rather than that one. Those places is to just, again, from a place of tenderness and a place of compassion, a place of understanding, can we bring to our awareness one or two places where we have been uncompassionate and stop, again, breathing very consciously, breathing that blue light in, that blue love in, bathing ourselves and being able to say, I am compassionate of myself. So if you need to write those down, if you haven't done so already, just take a moment to write those two. And I think that's all the homework we're going to have you have homework of where your awareness is of Gabriel, but those two, where do I have a tilt in my balance? And where am I not, have not been compassionate of myself so I can declare I am compassionate of self. Something else that I would like you to put down on your piece of paper are these four words. Gabriel stands for balance. For inspiration. He brings grace. It's like a gift. If you've miscreated something, he brings that gift of grace. And he brings a blessing. He asks us to yield, to let go, so he can bring that blessing in. Balance, inspiration, grace, and blessing. Okay, Gail, you're going to put yourself on mute again. Okay, any questions or comments before we do this next little piece of work? Gail, question or comment? And then you would have to unmute yourself for that, but...
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Put yourself back on mute. It sounds like somebody was sawing in the background.
My dog is once in the room, and I got
food. Oh, let him in.
No, I got
food.
Yeah,
let him. Okay. So it's a doggy scratch on the door. Let me in, let me in. Yeah, that's better than the wolf on the outside door that says, I'm going to blow your house down like a chinny chin chin. Let me in is so much better. It's got that love in there, love in there. So what we're going to do now for a little piece of time is I'm going to take you back into a closed eye process where you're going to get the opportunity to just notice the difference between Michael, and I'm going to bring your awareness from Michael over to Gabriel. From Gabriel back over to Michael. And then we'll see if they have a little surprise for us at the end. I don't know. Well, they are very much keeping me in the present moment with how this is unfolding. So from that delightful place of those words that you have been vibrating in, and from self-love, would you wear those and simply breathe your eyelids closed? Would you take a moment, 3, 5, 7 breaths, would you breathe in that beautiful blue ray of love? And would you breathe out light? Then breathing in light and breathe out love. Simply bring that wave back and forth for yourself, 3, 5, 7 times. Would you be the love that you are, radiating the love that you are? Would you be aware of your own personal signature? This is how I present myself. These are my human colors, the hues that I wear. Here's my scent. Here's my texture. Here's my flavor. If you were to bite into me, this is what I taste like. So would you be vibrating what you look like, your signature? And would you, as you're vibrating your signature, would you simply put your awareness on Archangel Michael so that you know what he sounds like, smells like, tastes like, where he stands in proximity to you, how he shows up with you, for you? Would you notice that infinity loop that we drew last week that goes between your heart and his heart, that blue infinity loop? And now would you take your awareness from Archangel Michael and just put it someplace neutral? Bring it back into your own heart space. And now would you put your awareness on Archangel Gabriel? Again, what is his texture? Where does he stand in relationship to you? How does he present himself? Would you allow there to be a clear path of communication between yourself and Gabriel and your higher self, forming a triad between you, your higher self, and Gabriel? Very clear pathway. Again, draw it out between you, your higher self, and Gabriel. And your higher self is right above your eighth chakra, a little bit over to the left. The eighth chakra is a couple inches above your seventh. So your higher self is sitting above you and to the left, just a little bit. So just form a triangle between your heart, yourself, your soul, your higher self, and Gabriel, back down to your soul. Clear pathway, clear channel of communication. Would you put your awareness back into a neutral position? Now, would you bring to mind a question you would like to know the answer to, a response to? And this is something, again, here's how Gabriel says, here's how I bring messages in. I bring the message through your higher self, because your higher self can has no restrictions. Your higher self can truly receive where you like to resist. So what is something you would like to ask of your higher self? Some piece of knowledge about yourself that you would like to ask of your higher self. Would you call upon Gabriel to assist you in receiving the communication from your higher self? And would you ask him to bring this information in a way that you will absolutely understand it clearly, effortlessly? For some of you, that might be in your dream space. You dream vividly. For some of you, it might be as you're singing in the shower. For some of you, it might be as you're journaling, as you're painting, as you're playing music. Would you simply ask the question, asking Gabriel to be of assistance to you in receiving the answer? A Again, you may or may not receive that message tonight. But the seed has been planted. And let's take one more step with Gabriel. Would you look at an aspect of yourself where you would like to experience more love of yourself? In a moment, we're going to merge our energy with Gabriel, allowing him to bathe us in love so that we may have more love in that aspect that we're finding ourselves to be challenged right now. So would you simply put your awareness on that part where you're looking for the ability to love yourself a little bit more on that aspect of yourself? Simply bring it to your awareness. And now would you allow your energy, the signature that you are, to merge with Archangel Gabriel? And would you allow him to bathe you, simply to bathe you in this love, allowing that love to go into all the little crevices of that place where you're saying, I could really use more love here in my life for self in this aspect of myself. Just simply receive that bath of love. What is it like to simply receive love for self? There's nothing for you to do. There was no price you had to pay. You simply allow yourself to receive this gift of love, bringing you into balance. Take a nice deep breath. Would you allow Archangel Michael to also step into that field with you? So that in one place, there's you, this beautiful, magical creator, this human, this very big, significant being called you, in the same space sharing with Archangel Gabriel, in the same space sharing with Archangel Michael. Would you allow yourself to absorb this wisdom, this knowledge, this love? This balance. keep being brought back to the flow of water. Can you receive for you with no other intention than to simply absorb all that you can for you, to fill you with more love of you? Would you allow them to take a step back so that you're not merged, if you will, and where you can see three individual beings, Gabriel, Michael, and yourself. As you hold the hand of the Mother, Father, God, Creator, would you notice that Michael is one with that energy? Gabriel is one with that energy. And you are one with that energy. Right here, would you be pleased with yourself? Would you be in compassionate of yourself? I am compassionate of myself. And would you breathe in that blue and breathe out gold, that white gold? Breathing in white gold, breathing out blue. Breathing in love, breathing out light, breathing in light, breathing out love. I invite you to allow this to be your new way of breathing consciously, that you bring your awareness to this type of breathing consciously, as many moments of the day that you possibly can. And be amazed at how it changes your life. So in gratitude, would you say, give thanks to Gabriel in whichever way you would like to share your gratitude with Gabriel? Would you give thanks to Michael? Whichever way you choose to share gratitude with Michael. And would you also observe how they give thanks to each other, how they show their gratitude to each other? What is their protocol? And just notice they do not bow down. Just notice. And would you let them know when you will communicate with them each again? Set a date. Michael, I will be talking with you at... Gabriel, let's hook up here. Set a date with each of them. Would you be aware of the room you're in? Would you bring your awareness back into that room, fully present? And our homework again, to continue the journal process. as what are you noticing as you're communicating with Michael, as you're communicating with Gabriel. Keep your journal going so that you have that record for yourself of what changes. And then this week they're asking, Gabriel's asking for, when do I have a tilt in my balance so I can stop and simply breathe in that love to bring myself back into balance? And the second piece of homework is, where am I not compassionate with myself to where I can stop, simply breathe that blue in, and give myself the statement, I am compassionate of myself. So any looking around the space, if you have questions, those of you on the line, either send them to me an email or pick up the phone or text them to me, your questions. Those of you on the line, do you have any questions or comments before we say adieu for the evening?
I don't believe so.
Okay, no questions from anybody, no meows, no little doggy scratches. So everyone, you gave up. So everyone, thank you for bringing you into this beautiful collective tonight. And we will meet for our third class to next week, and where Archangel Raphael, who will step in and bring his delightful presence into this grand mix. Until then, have happy, happy, joy, joy, blue, blue, light, light. And as my favorite saying is, a jiggy, jiggy, whoop, whoop. My favorite saying. Have a jiggy, jiggy, whoop, whoop week. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Nadine.